You're listening to a Ben and Gabe podcast.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. It's Radiothon. It's a very exciting day.
It's a super exciting day.
Ooh, we've done up the studio. Someone has been at work in here. It looks like a 16-year-old's bedroom. There is couches and candles and decorations. It brings me back to my youth.
It's a slight man cave.
It's a
but
man.
We're all about gender inclusivity at Joy, so
we are.
It's an everything cave. I don't even know what I'm saying.
There's a lot of leopard print.
It's very 70s.
I feel like my mum's going to come home anytime and ask what that smell is in here.
Happy Radiothon 2019. We are going to be calling on you to donate, to become a member and support Australia's first and only LGBT radio station in Australia.
We certainly are.
It's also one of three in the world, can I just say.
Ooh.
That's a big deal.
Well, we were the first, weren't we?
I'll have to get back to you on that fact check, Eddie Maguire.
Excellent.
We're also going to be bringing in our housemates later on. I talk about Ezra, who's my housemate, quite a lot.
Well, I talk about my housemate, Darren, quite a lot. And I just personally think that Darren and Gabe are going to be better than Ezra and Ben. I think if we had a competition to see who would reign supreme, I think Darren and I are going to come out on top.
Yeah, you're going to lose, bitch.
We're very close, Darren and I. We're like almost like best friends.
And Ezra are too. We're untouchable. So there's not going to be anything bad that could be said, could there?
No, definitely not.
We're also going to chat a little bit about the election later.
Oh, yeah.
We have a new prime minister, don't we?
A new one?
Well, we kind of hoped for a new one, didn't we?
We wanted a new one. I wanted a new one.
Yeah.
But we've, you know.
A prime minister with hair? Is that a low blow?
Yes, that is a very low blow.
Hi, this is Richard Stubbs. You're listening to the best breakfast program Joy can ever do on a Wednesday. It's Ben and Gabe. Make sure you support Joy's 2019 Radiothon.
We're only going to talk about this once more.
I hope so.
Did you vote on the weekend?
Of course I voted. I did vote. Mm. I vote every time because we have to.
Or because you'll get fined.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Do you enjoy voting?
Well, like, I don't mind it because it's a bit of a walkout. It's a nice, lazy Saturday stroll. The sun was out. Families were out. There was lots of doggos.
There's a sausage in the distance. Yeah. Probably more appealing to me than you.
Yes, I'm not usually into the sausage, but, you know, whatever.
There's a lot of preparation and enjoyment I get out of choosing an outfit to vote. I really enjoy it.
Oh, of course.
The process.
Of course.
So I threw this look together and I have this nice, lovely green shirt that I wore. Didn't think anything of it. I get to the polling booth. I'm like, OMG, people are going to think I'm a big fat green supporter.
Yeah, right.
Which I may or may not be.
So did anyone say anything?
One of the Greens volunteers handing out flyers was like, hey. Gave me the fingers. I'm like, I'm not a supporter. It's just by chance. I promise you it's an accident. People were booing and hissing at me. I'm like, it's a fashion choice. It's not a voting choice.
I also got booed and hissed, but
For different reasons?
I wasn't wearing anything.
Were you doing a peaceful protest?
I was. It wasn't that peaceful. No one was sleeping well that night.
But it was a bit of a surprise result, wasn't it?
Well, I was a little bit surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the one thing I'm happy about is that I don't have to pretend to know about Australian politics anymore. That's why I'm happy.
Yeah.
I guess I was surprised that ScoMo's still in. I thought we didn't vote for him and people would be happy to get rid of him.
I wanted a new prime minister with hair.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
That's a low blow, isn't it, for me? Yeah.
ScoMo has got hair, doesn't he? Minor patches.
Yeah. So look, anyway, never mind. I mean, most prime ministers have a lifespan of a bug. They don't live very long in terms of in Parliament House.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and we did get rid of Tony Abbott.
We did get rid of Tony Abbott. That's a cause for celebration. Yep. I think all prime ministers are just like cockroaches. No matter how many times you try to get rid of them, they just keep coming back.
I've just had a text in saying Gabe loves voting because it's the one time she's allowed to use a pencil. I don't get it. I always have to use a pencil. I never got my pen license.
Sausages. Get your democracy sausages.
Hi, may I please get one sausage?
All right, one democracy sausage coming up.
Yeah, but can I just get it without the democracy?
But a democracy is free. Are you saying you don't want a free democracy?
Okay, yeah. Look, I see what you did there. I just want a sausage.
One democracy sausage coming up.
It's just a sausage. I don't know why you're being so difficult. Can I speak to your manager?
Hey, can I just have a word with you for a sec? Yeah, I know. She's being really difficult. She's saying she just wants the sausage without the democracy. Yeah, I know. Can we even do that?
Hey, so I've just spoken with the team. We've had a vote. We can only say you're the democracy sausage.
Okay, fine.
Did you want to round off and donate to the iPads in Schools program?
Just the sausage. Oh, an onion.
Yeah, no worries. So it's 20 cents extra for the onion.
Oh, for sake, don't worry about it.
Hey, this is Tucker.
And this is Sophie, and we're Sophie Tucker. Make sure you support Joy's 2019 Radiothon.
Woo!
It's our special Radiothon episode.
Yeah.
Very exciting times in the studio.
We're going to be, sorry, I keep talking over you. We're going to be doing a housemate smackdown.
Yes.
Your housemate Darren's in the studio.
Mm-hmm. And your housemate Ezra is also in the
studio. He's in the studio as well. Right after this, we're going to be doing a smackdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to choose or decide who is the best housemate duo.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Darren and I have it in the bag.
I don't think you do. I don't think you're going to win at all.
How about right now I introduce the listeners to Darren,
yeah,
the soon-to-be reigning champion of the challenge.
Hi, Darren.
Good morning.
Hello. Darren and I, we've been housemates for 4 years.
Yeah.
Now. Is that right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're like best friends almost. Isn't that right?
Yes.
We tell each other everything, wouldn't you say?
Yep.
Ben and Gabe, Wednesday mornings on Joy.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah, we're so ready.
So ready.
And we've got this.
Watching yeah. around in the bag. The, world.
The arena's packed.
Your mum's here, Gabe.
I can see Betty in the audience as well, your grandma.
Betty is cheering on. My mum always hangs out when Darren's around. I tell you what, if Darren's there, my mum is also going to be there.
We are doing a housemate smackdown.
We certainly
all
are.
In the name of Radiothon.
Mm-hmm. Joy members and listeners will know that I speak about Darren very often.
Yes.
We have a really brilliant relationship. We're there for each other. We care for each other. We're really thick as thieves, Darren and I.
Yes.
And that's why we are going to smash you and Ezra as the best housemate duo.
So you guys have lived together for, 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah, and yep. we get along real well.
Yeah.
Right, there's never any problems.
Well, I'm glad you got me in.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a couple of things. So,
oh,
just around the house. Like,
oh, okay.
I mean, as a person, you're great.
Okay, here we
go. Love you to bits.
This is, wow, okay. Sorry, is there something you need to tell me?
I've just got maybe one or two or three, just a few things.
Get it off your chest, Darren.
Wow.
Get it off your chest.
I'm not sure how you guys open a cupboard and get something out of a cupboard. What's the normal way to
standard.
Do it?
It's pretty standard. Open the cupboard, get what you want out.
Yeah, you're missing a step there, Gabe.
What's that?
Closing the cupboard. See, the way that Gabe opens a cupboard and gets something out is she opens the cupboard, grabs out what she needs, and then opens every other cupboard and drawer in the kitchen and leaves them open.
Oh, okay, so we're airing our dirty laundry now, are we?
It seems like it.
Oh, okay, well, while we're talking, Darren, he loves to get around naked. So I'll come home, Darren's like naked in my house. I think that's...
It's my house too.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but if I can leave the cupboards open, you maybe...
I can leave my drawers open?
No.
All right, I think we're getting even here.
I feel like, is there anything else you need to get off your chest, Darren?
Well, hey, Ben, how do you play music, by the way?
Here we go.
I usually just play like one song.
Yeah.
Just like we are now.
Yes. The way that Gabe listens to music is once she gets obsessed with a song, she plays that one song for a month.
I do.
Not only that, when she's getting ready for a gig, she'll have like the radio playing in the bathroom. Obviously Joy 94.9, not that proud. Yeah. And then in her room, she'll have another playlist going in her room. So when I'm trying to watch Netflix, all I hear is two different songs playing at full ball from two different rooms.
Okay, can I just interrupt? When you say Netflix, you are definitely watching a documentary of David Attenborough. That is all you watch, David Attenborough documentaries.
All right, Gabe, I hate to say it, you're sounding pretty annoying to live with.
Okay,
anything else?
I've actually just got one thing.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You know how Gabe's always talking about her dog?
Yeah.
That she takes for walks on the... she's all these stories about her dog, yeah.
Sammy, yeah.
He's my dog!
It's okay, all right. Maybe he is your dog.
He's only my dog when there's vet bills.
Yeah. Ooh, and when you don't pick up the poo in the yard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, okay.
I think we should have a challenge to see who Samuel likes better, me or you, which is really hurtful because whenever I bring Sammy in the house, he curls up next to you on the couch. He doesn't want to have a bar of me. How do I make him love me more than you?
Feed him.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Gabe, have you got anything else to say forever hold your peace?
I'm moving out. This is no good.
Joy.
I don't know if $200 would get you this, but I was thinking about putting my top teeth on the bottom row and putting the bottom row on the top.
What does that mean you look like?
I don't know, but I think it's, I mean, I eat upside down a lot, so I think that would be.
It doesn't make you sound very advertising in the bedroom.
Well, you know.
Especially
depends,
if you're kind of mate.
It depends which way you're looking at
We've
me,
said
I guess.
Too much at 5 to 8. We're doing a housemate smackdown. We've got Darren in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
We just, you guys were just facing off before.
Yeah.
Got a little bit, Gabe, you're a bit bruised.
Got a bit heated.
Darren, you're covered in blisters and your nose is bleeding.
Yeah.
Darren's just got online. He's advertising for a new housemate, so I don't know how long this is going to...
I got 2 hits already.
Yeah, right.
We're going to be bringing my housemate on mm-hmm. next hour. Hi, Ezra.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
It's so good to have you in here.
Well, I'm so happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here and finally have my data face off against Gabe, who has been slandering me this morning on radio, bringing into question my ability to come to work or, sorry, to radio on time.
Yes.
I have an impeccable record. Thanks, Gabe.
Yeah, well, so do I.
All right. It's getting very competitive already.
No comment.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
You are in the Joyous Studios competing for Best Housemate Duo. We have Ezra and Ben. Welcome to the studio, Ezra.
Thanks, Gabe. I'm ready to do business here.
Feeling pumped?
Yep. This is my election 2019. We're facing off against you. We are going to win. We are a strong and united team.
All right. Okay. Better, more strong and united than Darren and I?
Definitely. We're going to take this one home.
Well, I should tell everyone that I actually went to Ezra before he went to bed last night and gave him a contract that he needed to sign. Mm-hmm. He's not allowed to upstage me or be any funnier.
No showboating.
No
right?
showboating.
I heard that you had a bit of a rider as well for the studio.
Absolutely.
And
I'm a professional, unlike the both of you.
We have a selection of boys under 30 outside. if you do win the housemate challenge, you get to choose which one you want.
Okay. I hope they're all Joy members.
Of course they are.
They will be Joy members after this.
They all have Joy members, yes. Yep. Okay, moving on.
So I think we're fine. I think we actually have an amazing relationship. Mm. Mm-hmm. We're very close. We have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun, wouldn't you say, Ezra?
Look, yeah, some of us have a little bit more fun than the other, but we definitely do have a lot of fun.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Oh, look, some of us tend to have a very big social life, I guess that's one way I could put it.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're hinting at men, aren't you?
I'm not maybe hinting, I'm actually putting out there point blank. Yeah, there's...
He's not even being...
You know, we have a lot of visitors in our lovely North Fitzroy abode. There's a constant carousel of different faces coming through.
I can't look at you right now.
I always know when one's been, there's a certain, you know, presence in the air and a certain kick in your step. But
dead spirits, perhaps. It's getting hot in here, isn't it, guys?
Tell us more, Ezra. I need to know more.
I can't spill too much, but it's good to know that Ben's such a social human being. Mm-hmm. That's about as far as I should go on that one.
Aww. Ezra really likes to sing. Not
voice
the greatest singer in the world.
Oh, here we go.
Ezra likes to sing show tunes.
No.
And I know that I sing in with you every once in a while, but it's not always in tune.
I'll have you know that I was in a church choir, as in a school choir. I was in every single choir you could possibly be. I was the lead in the Castlemaine Theatre Company production of Oliver Twist in 1996.
God, that school wasn't being honest with you, were they?
The talent pool isn't very big in Castlemaine, let's just put it that way.
All right, Ezra, I think you need to have a hit at Ben. Well, anything else you need to get off?
Oh, let me have a look. I've got a long list here. So when Ben said that we were coming on, I didn't realise it was going to be me versus Ben. But now that we're here, I guess I should we should do this because it's going to be therapy. And God knows Ben is pretty cheap, so he doesn't want to pay for therapy. Apart from the constant visitors, Ben does fancy himself a disc jockey at home. So Ben's that person, you know, you've got your music on, you're playing, but, oh, hang on, he comes over, he changes the device hooked up, and who's on the handle next? It's Ben putting on his favourite song, one of his old-time divas from back in the 70s. So I have that problem with Ben. I've got a whole heap
here. Are you saying that the radio boy is on air and off air?
He is the radio boy on air and off air, and I can't say I always enjoy the music. So just like Gabe, I like to play the same song over and over and over again. Ben doesn't tend to like that.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah. You can. Go on.
Can you not talk to me in the morning?
I don't know if I can. It's just revenge.
Ezra does this thing where he likes to talk to me in the morning. And I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. And you know I hate it. When I like come out of my room first thing in the morning, Ezra usually gets up before me, greets me with the biggest grin.
Yeah. Look, I have to admit, Ben, I know you hate it.
Yeah.
But it's that one moment in the morning that gives me a little bit of joy and that little bit of revenge for all the things that you inflict upon me. Like when you bang crash at late at night at 10 p.m. putting together your sandwich for the next day. I can't really sleep then and I hate that.
There shouldn't be any heavy lifting when you're making your sandwich, Ben. How do you make noise?
Not wanting to talk in the morning is not a great quality for a breakfast host. Well.
What's that?
Not wanting to talk in the morning is not a great quality for a breakfast host.
Well, I talk only on Wednesdays.
Okay, good.
So you do a lot of cooking, Ezra.
I do, yeah.
A lot of meal prepping.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of meal prepping.
Mm.
Everything's perfect in your world.
Betty does it before 10 p.m. at night as well.
Yeah, I do actually, yeah.
He heaps more organized.
Look, Ezra's actually got a great diet. It's amazing. It's very healthy. I effing hate it because it makes me feel so insecure about my own diet.
You can't have peanut butter sandwiches every day, Ben.
Peanut butter sandwiches aren't the worst of it, let's be honest, Ben, aren't they?
Tell me more.
I've never seen someone eat a whole pizza, a tub of KFC, a whole tub of ice cream in one evening and then feel peckish, but Ben manages to do that. Yeah, he'll always want more. That's Ben for you.
This is hilarious because we came in, we were going to have housemates against housemates, and I feel like there's been some real insider fighting.
I'm covered
here.
In bruises.
They're bruises of love because, let's be honest, Ben, we're still the most united team and we're going to take down these two amateurs.
Can I say one thing that just really shines before we go to a song?
Yeah.
Ezra eats oatmeal every morning. Are you not sick of oatmeal? You eat it every morning. Oatmeal with yogurt. And I'm sure it's delicious.
Berries.
You've been doing it for what, 2-3 years? Are you not sick of oatmeal?
Well, it's like the skinny girl diet. I've got to keep a check on my body.
You eat it every day. Are you insane?
I'm fine. I love it.
I mean, you've apparently got a more regular, you know, downstairs department than I do.
Well, from what Ezra's telling us, you're the one with the regular downstairs.
Breakfast on Joy.
I'm James Montgomery and I'll be back with more Joy news at 9.
Thank you, James. Did you vote on Saturday?
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Did you grab yourself a democracy sausage?
No, I didn't actually vote. I did a postal vote.
That's un-Australian, James.
Oh.
And it'd be weird if they sent you a sausage dough in the postal.
Yeah, it was a bit greasy and cold, I think.
I had this really embarrassing moment because I went to go buy the sausage and they have, you know, the democracy sausage is so big these days. But they had an FPOS machine available, which was great. My card kept declining I was maintaining that it was my card connecting with the FPOS machine.
Mm.
And they just were giving me this look like, no, you just don't have any money.
$3.
I'm like, no, I'm telling you now, it's the FPOS machine. It's not compatible. And he's like, nah, man, it's declining.
What did I tell you about Ben earlier?
Well, I was going to say it's the cheapest sausage I've put in my mouth
all while. Here we go. Good morning, everybody.
Vegetarian sausage, Ezra, or meat?
Oh, veggie all the way. Hello, we live in the north side.
Yeah, we do.
Breakfast on Joy.
We have actually had a text in. They said, someone said, Darren has gone easy on Gabe. Dish more dirt, Darren. If we get another two members between now and 9 o'clock, Darren will dish out some information that I don't want revealed. Have you got anything you could think of, Darren?
Oh, heaps.
Okay, that's hurtful.
We also had another shout out. Ben and Ezra take us through a typical night at Fitzroy North, getting ready for a night out. How many outfit changes and panic attacks are there? Ezra has about 17 different panic attacks before he goes out. Ezra has a colour wheel of about three colours. It's navy, khaki,
that's about it.
Camel.
Yeah, a camel.
He comes down the staircase because he lives upstairs and he appropriately has a staircase.
Yeah, I can imagine.
This is not working. And he storms back up.
I can imagine you at the bottom of the staircase like every night, like you're taking Ezra to Porham. Just like Ezra walking down.
So we are celebrating Radiothon. We brought our housemates in. Mm-hmm. For some fun. Good morning, Ezra and Darren.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Because we're always talking about them.
We are.
So we thought we'd bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We thought we'd bring them in and that we'd have some kind of camaraderie with our housemates, but it's backfired.
And me are moving in together.
I'm not moving in with you.
I'd like to see how that goes.
Yeah, now that Ezra's filled me in about your lifestyle, I'm not sure I want to do that.
Yeah, you'd need soundproof walls.
I wouldn't be surprised.
A few tarps wouldn't go astray as well.
All right.
It's getting hot in here again.
I think that we should unite with each other. Darren, you and I are now going up against Ben and Ezra for Best Housemate Duo of 2019.
Oh, it's very dramatic, isn't it?
We have some questions.
Let's get into it. Darren.
Yes.
Gabe's housemate.
Yes.
This question is for you.
Excellent.
Gabe's age is somewhere between 35 and 40.
Don't answer that.
How old is
next
Gabe?
Next question, please. Next question. Moving on. Next question.
Look, what is a number? What is age? Like, I think our friendship goes beyond an age. Age is just a number.
I'm giving you a point for that, Darren.
And cop out.
Where's the boo sound effect?
Yeah.
Ezra, what does Ben love to steal on a night out?
This is not a hard one. Because he's certainly not stealing hearts. It's certain receptacles that hold beverages. And typically badged as well.
Right. I'm not allowed into any establishments anymore. Gabe.
Yes.
Darren is a magician. Is Darren good at magic?
Can anyone be good at magic? I'll say no. I'll say magic is terrible.
Is that the right answer, Darren?
Just watch me disappear now.
Ben, who is Ezra's favourite female politician?
Hillary Clinton.
Correct?
I'm going to say yes to that. Closely followed by Julia Gillard.
Oh, excellent. So far, Ben and Ezra in the lead.
Darren.
Yes.
Gabe's show this year was called Judith Lucy versus Men. Sorry, that's what she wishes it was called. Sorry, it was called Gabe Hogan's Heroes. What was Gabe's show at Melbourne Comedy Festival last year called?
Ooh. Gabe Hogan Making Life a Double.
No. What was it, Gabe?
It was Pretty, Witty and Gabe.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. That was the year before.
That was the year before. See, that's how many shows I've seen of hers. You know,
I think you've done enough.
All right. We've got a minute 30 on the clock.
Mm-hmm. Ben.
Yes.
No. Who am I asking a question to? Ezra. Ezra. Oh, I'm terrible at this.
It's all right. We got you.
Ezra, what does Ben prefer, fame or wealth?
It's definitely got to be fame. He's a little fame. You fill in the blank.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
So
it's
far,
the right answer.
You two are kicking it on 3 points.
Okay.
Darren and I on one.
Darren is a comedian, magician and works with animals. Mm-hmm. Which job should Darren stick to?
Well.
Do any of them pay?
Look, both is magic and comedy. It feels like a job, but that's more for the audience than
So is that the right answer?
I think he is a great animal conservationist, so let's go with animals.
Darren?
Yeah.
Correct.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Ezra, Ben recently posted a thirst trap picture on Insta. What was he wearing?
Well, he was wearing next to nothing. And I would say that he's wearing a teeny weeny little pair of briefs. And a whole lot
Correct.
Of...
I'll give you a yes.
Oh, we've run out of time.
Oh, no.
But I want to ask one more question.
Okay.
Just for bonus points. This one's for Darren.
The anticipation.
How old is Gabe's famed grandma?
Betty.
Yes. We all love Betty.
Yeah, we love Betty.
How old is she?
Look, age is just a number.
Oh, no.
Can I have a go? Can I have a guess?
Yes. Yeah.
I was listening last week because I'm the biggest fan of this show. Is it 93?
Oh.
No.
Close. Darren, you know. Oh. Darren said no, which means you know. How old is she, Darren?
95.
Oh,
92.
No, 94. Oh.
Is she 94.9?
Yeah, 94.9, exactly.
I've just got one more.
Yeah. Right,
sorry, because I'm really enjoying this. Darren, you're a magician.
Yeah, sure.
Why do you wish Gabe would sometimes disappear?
Only when she's wearing Ugg boots around the house.
Hang on, wait.
Just lift your feet, Gabe. Just
oh, wow. Okay, oh, it's all coming out now.
We're going to get into a song now. We're going to say goodbye right after this. Who won?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
You've been listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
It's our special radiothon edition today. It has been so much fun. I really want to say a massive thank you to Ezra.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy to be here as a proud Joy member.
Mm-hmm. It was so exciting to watch the demise in your and Ben's relationship. That was really exciting. Yeah. Also, massive thank you to Darren, my housemate, for coming in.
You're welcome.
No thank yous for... No thank yous for dishing the dirt on me.
Sorry, that was just Gabe just punching Darren.
Yeah, exactly.
Darren, stop that. Don't hit Gabe. Ezra.
It has been a few fisticuffs in here. If you want to learn more about...
Fisticuffs?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, go, Gabe.
If you want to learn more about Darren, he actually is a magician and a comedian.
A good magician.
He's very good at
both. So you're going to disappear in the end of this break, yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think I'll go home and all my stuff's disappeared, to be honest with you. But if you want to find out more about Darren, find his Facebook page, Darren Lever Comedian. That's Darren Lever, spelt L-E-V-E-R. You'll also find him on Instagram, Darren Lever Comedian.
And please don't come and try and find my Facebook page.
No. Just say
but Ezra's
say.
Phone number is...
Ezra's just like Cher or Kylie.
I am
single.
He
doesn't have a last name. He's single. So log on to North Fitzroy. Brighter. And there you have it.